other, what other kind of fences would they have around?
Barbed wire, mostly.
Yeah, and they had to dig holes for the.
Right, had a post or a digger.
Yeah.
You work, that's hard work. Everybody did that, you know.
Yeah.
Like during the end of the year, and you know, did the last scrapping of the cotton and stuff. Everybody, you know, put on fence posts and stuff like that. You had something to do the whole time you stayed on, you know, this place. And after that, you start getting ready for the clean the fields up for the next crop.
Yeah.
And you pull corn.
Tell me about cleaning the fields up. What'd they do? They had to get all that.
All that, take a hoe and chop all the stalks down and pull them up. Somebody pull them up. And then if it was somebody behind you in a wagon, you know, come along and kind of like pulling corn, you know, put it up, put all the brushes on the wagon. And then they carry them so far in the field and pile them up in a pile and burn them. And you get the fields ready for the next year.
Yeah.
And you plow the fields then.
Did y'all ever cut hay? Did you ever grow hay in the field? How would it be? Where would they put the hay?
No, they didn't help. They didn't grow, you know, my nonsense. He mostly bought some. You know, either if he planted and just let the cows, you know, roam. Because then we very seldom had snow here.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just turn them out, you know, let them graze, then put them back up.
Yeah. Was all the land fenced in when you were coming up here? It was all?
No, not all of it.
Yeah.
Not just most, you know, where it's hills separate somebody else's, there was a fence between.
Okay. Now, when your daddy and mama milked the cows, where was the place where they'd take them to milk them?
In the barn.
Okay.
You have to go, it's a, at least about a half a mile. You have to go and you get out, round them up all, you know, and milk them. Well, then the truck run real early. And you have to be through, you know, and all have it ready in time for the milk truck to run.
Yeah. Did you dad have any hogs or pigs?
Nope, didn't get no hogs and pigs until after we moved. Now, during the end of the year, every year, he used gave you either a ham or either a shoulder off a hog. Now, that would be, you know, his Christmas present to my and everybody that stayed on there.
Yeah. Well, where would they keep the hogs or the pigs?
Just sometimes put them in a pen.
Yeah.
Or you just let them roam loose in the yard. You know, they wouldn't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Once you start feeding them, they won't go anywhere. They just hang around the house.
Did you ever, when y'all milk the cows, what would you do with the milk? Was there a place for you to keep it? Cool?
Well, like when you first got the milker, cow usually, say about 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, you have to get up real early and milk the cow. No sooner you get through, you put it on the back of the wagon, you would carry it up to his house, and then you would unload it right there. And then it wasn't long before the milk truck came through.
I see.
And picked it up.
Did y'all ever, the milk you had for yourself, where would you keep it cool?
Well, you usually, it wasn't too far from my house. You know, there was a spring ran back. And you it always kept it cool because that spring water was cool in the house.
Uh-huh.
And most of my mother's churn and the old churn made butter and stuff like that.
Now, the milk truck would take the milk to the
dairy.
Uh-huh.
But I would milk now, you know, she churned it and stuff up, made it herself.
What would she do to get the impurities out of the milk? Did she ever?
She had, you know, you take an old strainer
uh-huh.
thing,